Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everybody.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
And welcome back aboard the Wake Up Crew train.
Choo-choo!
Yeah. It's Tuesday, June 11th. This is episode 1426. Let me tell you what's happening in the calendar. I need my announcer music. Yeah.
Hear ye.
Flag Day's in 3 days. Father's Day.
This is my father, Mr. Day.
Is 5 days. It's in 5 days. Juneteenth is in 8 days. And summer is in 9 days. Not that we already know that. 4th of July is in 22 days. So, you can look forward to that.
And that would be our announcements.
I never interrupt him during his morning part of the show. But he does me all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Fellas, I went to my high school reunion.
Aww.
Saturday. Had a good time. It was great. I always notice, though, you look at reunions from, I went to number 10 and I went to number 15. I haven't been back.
Mm.
They had a 20 and a 30, and I haven't been back. So this is 50th. And I have found out that it's totally different than the 10-year when I think it was over at 12, midnight, you know. Music jamming, you know, everybody, you know, having a great time.
But at that point, you're like,
you're
28.
Young. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're young. You got the wife. You're showing off. You're worried about how you look and all that kind of stuff. 15, still kind of like that, but you're married now, probably have a kid, okay? So that changes things a little bit, so you don't stay as long, but they still have a DJ till about 12, okay? Number 50, you have it till 10, music till 10, 6:30 to 10, and you're out of there by 11, even if you're on the cleanup committee,
uh-huh.
You get out of there by 11. That's how it changes.
And you have to have a handicap accessible room.
Yeah. Boy, you're a jerk. You're a jerk.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Barrett just told a bunch of people that are 67 years old that, okay. Anyway.
And there's less people there, I'm sure.
Less people. Plus, they have a DJ, but there's very little dancing. Mainly because, you know, we have, you know, bad hips, bad legs. But I have all those. Bad back, that kind of thing. So, there's a lot less of that. So it's kind of just a meet and greet kind of thing. So, but it was fun. It was okay.
How has the topic of conversation changed over the years?
How,
like
the
when
kids,
you're talking to
how,
people?
Do you have any kids? How are your kids? Mm-hmm. And you know, you brag on your grandkids and that kind of thing. Yeah, you're really talking about grandkids at this point.
Yeah.
Who's passed away? Who hasn't?
Right.
Boy, we miss him and that kind of thing.
And has the addition of social media changed a lot of that too?
Yes.
Because now everybody knows.
Yes.
You got grandkids.
Yes.
I think it's interesting that most schools you have your own reunion, but this was a combination of Riverdale and Oakland, which were the only two schools, right?
Well, we've always had Riverdale, Oakland together.
Yeah.
Even though there's now Blackman and there's all these other schools.
Sure.
And I don't think you could have one and come out even money-wise.
Just your school.
Because we tried to do that in the 15 years. That was just Riverdale. That's the only one I went to was just Riverdale. But I think it would be different now.
You know, if the high school reunions for people in generations lower than you, I don't even know if that's really a big deal.
It's not.
People go.
It's not at all.
I don't think they plan them, really.
No, it's not at all. And I think eventually you'll see it go away. Because
yeah.
If you want to know what's happening to your old buddy back in, you know, high school, you just look it up on Facebook. If
and
he's
you
on
probably
there.
Send him a message and talk to him and catch
right,
up, right?
Right.
So there's not.
So, you know. Anyway. But Music on the Square was good on Friday night.
Yep, Friday night Live.
Great weather, too. It was nice weather for that. So,
mm-hmm.
But we had it at Oakland's Mansion. They do a nice job down there. So,
my class, which would have been 93 in 2013... it was a Riverdale Oakland, and they did it at the Riverdale Oakland game. And of course, I was working, but they had a tent at
that's
those
it. They probably did some Saturday
night. They
probably
night did.
Too.
Yeah.
So, and then one year, whoever it was in 2020, that's probably a tough year because you know they probably didn't have it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of weird. But anyway, I hope you live long enough to Brian to see your 50th.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Anyway, it's 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Winds north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 54. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the middle 80s. Winds north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday night, clear skies, light winds, and lows drop to 59. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. The older model car you need to get to work? Yeah, we've helped with that. When you have a financial emergency and don't know where to turn, we've helped with that. Repairing your credit? Yes, we've helped with that. How about a second chance at a checking account? We've even helped with that. Experience the Heritage South difference. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots, Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Matthew Stump volunteers for the Center for the Arts in downtown Murfreesboro. He's a senior mortgage banker at First Bank. And even though his employer encourages their staff to give back to the community, Matthew started that practice in his elementary school years. He's now president of the board at the Center for the Arts. He's also involved with United Way. Thank you, Matthew Stump, for your volunteer work that makes this a better community for us all.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations.
860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
Hey, I'm Jack Hayes, here with my dad Nick and my granddad Pops.
In 1985, when we opened our doors, we had one kids item on the menu. It was a hot dog. But today, we have one of the most popular kids items in Rutherford County. What's your favorite item, Jack?
Chicken fingers, curly fries, and our homemade barbecue sauce.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Toots. Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In Game 2 of the NHL Stanley Cup Final, the Panthers beat the Oilers 4-1. Florida's Evan Rodriguez had a pair of goals, and goalie Sergei Bobrovsky had 18 saves in net in the win. Edmonton was 0-4 on the power play, now 0-7 in the series with a man advantage, and they're still waiting for stars Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl to score a goal yet. Florida has a 2-0 series lead. Game 3 will be Thursday as the series shifts to Edmonton. In NBA news, UConn head coach Dan Hurley announced he's turned down a reported 6 years and $70 million to be the next head coach of the LA Lakers. He's going to return to coach the Huskies in their attempt to win a third straight NCAA title. NFL news, the Pittsburgh Steelers and head coach Mike Tomlin agree on a three-year extension. His contract now runs through 2027. In baseball, the Yankees beat the Royals 4-2. New York now a Major League best, 47-21 on the year. Orioles wrap a four-game series sweep of the Rays with a 5-2 win. Cal Raleigh hit a walk-off grand slam for the Mariners in their 8-4 win over the White Sox.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. That's MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. About 22 after the hour, we've got a CBS News update coming, and we'll also have a check of local news, and that is straight ahead. I know yesterday was an exciting day because Brian got to relive really his elementary school days, really middle school, yeah. I guess. And with the year 1988, and we've got the 1988 countdown. The number five was Sweet Child of Mine. That was yesterday. Today's number one. Now, that is the epitome of 80s music right there.
Oh, is it now?
Listen to that. I mean, they all had it. Baby, What's you can drive my car.
Oh, well, that's true.
No. This song is also the epitome of internet culture.
Really?
I mean, this song, there was this trend when
we
I was
created
younger.
The internet, man.
There was this trend back in the early to mid 2000s, and it still happens to this day, where basically somebody would ask for a link to a website, and instead you'd send them to like getting Rickrolled. And so it'd be like, oh, check out this website. There's a super cool video. You'll love it. It's about a dog eating a potato or something. And then you'd click on it, and it would open up this song.
And speaking of the 80s, it was the era of videos, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's when everything started with a video. Not so much anymore.
MTV.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This one, it's, I think, still to this day, the most viewed music video on YouTube, but not because of the song, but because of that, because of people getting Rickrolled.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a cool little 4 or 5 or 7 part series about the 80s. They take each decade, and MTV was a big part of that and how music changed. If you want to watch it on Max.
I don't.
But this is
this sorry.
Isn't,
that was, that
this
was
isn't the segment
no
what
reason.
Are we watching, Brian? You got the wrong segment.
I just wanted to slip it in.
Okay. Melissa at Clark Iron and Metal is today's good neighbor of the day for going out of her way to help look for something specific. Her customer service was excellent. Melissa at Clark Iron and Metal will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts.
If you want to add to our good neighbor list, we do it each weekday morning, and you could help us out by texting neighbor to 615-89. And you can also go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor as well to get those in. Birthdays and anniversaries, we're taking those at 615-893-1450 on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. So give us a call or text before 7:35 this morning.
Facts of life. Did you know, you've of course heard, if you have an unripe tomato, to sit it in the windowsill to ripen it up, right?
Right.
Did you know that it's actually not sunlight that ripens tomatoes, but rather heat? So they don't have to be in the sun, just somewhere that's warm.
We're here on the Wake Up Crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. State Representative Robert Stevens of Smyrna announced $5.8 million in grant funding has been awarded to expand broadband access and digital program opportunities in Rutherford County. The county will receive 5 separate grants as part of $162.7 million in overall funding administered by the Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development. The investments will provide broadband access and digital opportunity programs to more than 236,000 Tennesseans across 92 counties. The Borough Pride Planning Committee has announced the return of Borough Pride Saturday, October 12th to MTSU's Tennessee Miller Coliseum. The 9th annual event will feature a kid zone, community information tables, vendors, your favorite food trucks, and more at Miller Coliseum. The Borough Pride Concert and an 18 and over drag show will be held at a separate location that evening. More details about the day's events will be released as they become available. Visit the Borough Pride Facebook page to keep up with the latest details. Gas prices across the state have continued to decline over the past week, with the state average dropping by 6 cents. The average price for a gallon of gas in Tennessee is now $3.02, 24 cents cheaper than a month ago, 13 cents cheaper than the same time last year. Jarvis and Rutherford County started the week with an average price of $2.92 a gallon. According to AAA Auto Club Research, current prices in Murfreesboro and Smyrna are among the lowest in Middle Tennessee. Meanwhile, diesel prices in Tennessee are averaging $3.51 a gallon, slight decrease from .com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back. 27 minutes after 6 o'clock. We've got Good Neighbor events, weather, traffic, all coming up here in a minute, along with some more news. And we're kind of got the walking wounded up here this morning. Now, I've got a hurt back, and so does Dalton.
I keep stretching it, trying to get this bind out. It's right in my lower back.
I've got hurt feelings.
Well, you'll be fine.
I was swinging a golf club, I think, and I think that's what tweaked mine. And so I went and got a shot, and it felt better. And I've got some muscle relaxers if I need it, but I can still feel that little pinch. It's not hurting, but one false move. So I guess I'm going to have to stay away from the golf course for a couple weeks and see if I can't get this ironed out. She said, put a heat pad on it every night.
Take two of these and call me in the morning.
And then I think she said I could start taking
Ritz cracker.
I think I could start taking Advil again if I need to. But that shot helped a lot. I was crawling almost into the doctor's office. So
that's not good.
Yeah. So I heard you had a shot. A friend of mine had a shot. So
I said I want to get in on the action.
Well, I didn't think they were going to give me one, but she immediately said, "Well, let me give you a shot in your other side." And
was it Toradol?
I don't know. He didn't tear all of it.
He just hurt his back a little bit.
That's what I asked for.
I don't know what it was. I don't know.
John, I'll take anything.
I kind of think it was like a really high dose of ibuprofen.
I love those medical grade ibuprofens.
Yeah. Boy, you can stay away from a sinus infection for a long time.
Oh yes, you can.
And you hurt your back doing what?
I don't know. Probably some. I just do stuff, and then my back winds up hurting. So who knows? It's probably a combination of things. I'm dumb. I just pick up heavy stuff that I shouldn't be picking up.
Maybe you picked up that key the other night, and it hurt so much. The pain hurt so much. You dropped it on the floor.
It went from my heart all the way down to my back.
And that was picking up his wallet.
Picking up, and then the key dropped, broke, and then you don't realize what happened.
But it was
picking
much lighter.
My wallet definitely did hurt.
But it was much lighter when you put it back down.
Wow, he just keeps jabbing at it, doesn't he?
I moved a grill, a flat top grill, so it's, you know, that's pretty heavy. Every now and then, I gotta get down on the ground and work on my lawnmower.
Yeah, you've done something. You just tweaked it.
I've tweaked it.
You'll be all right.
It's always tweaked. I'll pop four ibuprofen and move on.
You'll be all right.
It's time for today.
At the door, turn to Turner Security.
Your Good Neighbor Station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
June 11th, birthday, 1742. This is my birthday. It's just today in history.
Yes. Excuse me. Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Franklin invents his Franklin stove. 1742. Boy, he invented a lot of stuff, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And he stole most of it.
Yeah, I heard you say that. Yeah.
And then in France, you know, he just kind of lived there for a long time.
What are we watching? There it goes again. He watched the Benjamin Franklin story.
Wow.
Had any romantic interest in that movie? Or
yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, he had an affair on his wife, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Wee-wee.
Kirk Douglas, he's great at that. 1776, Continental Congress creates committee to draft a Declaration of Independence. 1964, Manfred Mann recording of Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Doo.
Before I knew it, she was walking.
Everybody
next
together.
To me singing.
Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Doo.
holding my hand, just as natural as can be, singing.
Do a diddy diddy dum diddy do.
We walk on,
walked on
to my door,
my door.
We walk on to my door, then we kissed a little more.
Oh. Very good, except for that part. 1966, I'm a Rock by Simon and Garfunkel. Garfunkel.
Yo, Simon, you met my friend Garfunkel?
Let's just play the music, right?
Garfunkel. That peaks at number three on the charts. In 1966, Painted Black by the Rolling Stones peaks at number one. And in 1966, Sloop John B. by the Beach Boys hits number one.
I don't have that one.
Oh, you don't? Mm-hmm. Thought it was underlined. Sorry.
It is.
1983, My Love by Lionel Richie peaks at number five.
My love, just thinking about you.
Boy, he had a string of hits there for a while,
yeah,
didn't he?
Did.
A bunch. Man, 2002, American Idol, created by Simon Fuller with judges Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson, premieres on Fox.
Now on ABC.
You know, they're trying to get Adele to do the take Katy Perry's place.
Interesting.
Yeah. They're trying to get some big names.
Yeah. Who cares?
Wow.
Nobody's watching. They know.
You're down.
They know nobody's watching American Idol.
This is CBS Rewind. June 11th, 1949.
The famous Montgomery, Alabama.
Hank Williams made his debut.
Hank Williams.
At the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, you wore out a brand new trunk, packing and unpacking your junk.
Since you gone.
His date in 1975.
Is broken.
The release of the ensemble film Nashville.
5 days in the lives of 24 unforgettable people.
June 11th, 1977. KC and the Sunshine Band hit number one on the singles chart with
I'm your boogeyman.
That's what I am.
I'm
Brandon Brooks. And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Winds north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 54. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the middle 80s. Winds north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday night, clear skies, light winds, and lows drop to 59. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Traffic pretty good on 24 westbound at Haywood Lane. It's already starting to build pretty good up in that area as that traffic builds in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through Antioch right now on 24 going westbound. There was some radar earlier out on I-40 in parts of Wilson and Smith County this morning. Be extra careful. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on that new menu. Check them all out today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
Mark your calendars for June 14th. The city of Murfreesboro is partnering with the American Job Center to bring you an incredible career fair with lots of opportunities. We'll have a ton of employers on site at the Murfreesboro Civic Plaza, in front of the Murfreesboro City Hall.
If you want to find out what's happening locally, people have depended on WGNS for more than 77 years, and you still can. Why don't you learn about our local history? You can do that every Saturday from 9 until noon at the old one-room Ransom Schoolhouse. Members of the Rutherford County Historical Society will be there, along with free donuts and coffee. That's 9 until noon every Saturday at the Ransom Schoolhouse, 717 North Academy Street. And it's free. There are two grief support sessions here in Murfreesboro, One's every Wednesday morning at 10 over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. The other is a walking grief support group, and it's the next day, Thursdays, at 9:30. The walking group starts at the Picnic Pavilion next to Oakland's Mansion, Thursday mornings at 9:30, and they're both free. Murfreesboro Little Theater's Clocks Are Like Angels, Friday night at 7, over at Oakland's Mansion. And The Big Fish begins this weekend at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. And those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Look 10 years younger. We have added laser treatments.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Rutherford County is one of the fastest growing communities in Tennessee. This is Mike Klassen, the general manager at Middle Point Landfill. As a Class 1 landfill, Middle Point accepts non-hazardous municipal solid waste, approved special waste, and commercial waste. We have served this region for 2 decades, providing free disposal to all Rutherford County residents and low-cost disposal to Rutherford County businesses. Learn more at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Hey guys, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low T. Be sure to schedule your health assessment at Low T Center. For established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatments with an average payment of $150 a month cash pay, including labs and medication. If you need the convenience of at-home treatment, Low T Center makes it easy, shipping treatments directly to you. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
And it's 6:39. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's a Tuesday, and I meant to tell you we're going to have Taco Tuesday in the next hour. Don't forget that. But first things first, dad joke of the day. Yesterday's recap was a 5 and a 4.5, which is about as high as you can get. And it really puts the pressure on for the rest of the week. But I know a man that's not fear of pressure at all. And that man is Brian Barrett.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, I've just released my own fragrance.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. The people sitting next to me at church didn't appreciate it, though.
Bad.
Judges are tabulating their scores at this moment. Now for the reveal.
4. I gave it a 3.5. So, quite as good as yesterday, but...
No, but...
Solid.
Still very solid. Just keep that in mind. It's very, very solid.
Bare minimum.
I have to give him encouragement to go on.
We like to make sure things are solid around here.
Well, you know, comes from a guy that has a broken key. I don't know how it... But I thought that was very fair. Really good.
I thought so.
Score. 641.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Blinken's in Israel today, continuing his push for a UN-backed U.S. ceasefire plan for Gaza. But he says there's a holdout.
Everyone's vote is in, except for one vote. And that's Hamas. And that's what we wait for.
Police in China say they've arrested a 55-year-old suspect in a stabbing attack on 4 educators from Iowa's Cornell College at a public park in Jilin City. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Video on social media appears to show at least 3 instructors laying on the ground, one soaked in blood, another bracing his back.
Jurors at Hunter Biden's federal gun trial in Delaware are about to begin their first full day of deliberations. CBS's Scott McFarlane from the courthouse.
They listened to 6 days of often emotional testimony about Hunter Biden's descent into crack cocaine addiction and the broken relationships with family along the way.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Coming up this Saturday, June 15th.
Juneteenth is coming up, and we'll be celebrating Juneteenth on June the 15th and kind of a block party. The Bradley Museum is headquarters where we'll head that up. That's the Juneteenth party.
That's Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Assistant Director Thomas Laird. Juneteenth Independence Day, also known as Freedom Day, takes place this Saturday at the Bradley Academy Museum and Cultural Center and will extend to the three blocks adjacent to the historic site.
The first school was a white male-only school, and President James K. Polk actually went there, and then through the years it became an African-American school.
Juneteenth commemorates the emancipation of enslaved persons in the United States, making it a significant moment in American history. Coffee County about to double in size when the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival begins in Manchester. TDOT will be working with the Tennessee Highway Patrol, Manchester Police Department, Manchester Fire and Rescue, Coffee County Sheriff's Department, and Coffee County EMA and festival promoters to keep traffic moving as efficiently as possible on I-24. The two-lane portion of the interstate is routinely clogged with Bonnaroovians looking to enter the 700-acre farm and set up camp for the weekend. TDOT wants to make sure standard travelers aren't blocked by festival traffic. Read to Succeed needs volunteers to help with their adult literacy program. The nonprofit group will offer a volunteer training program from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Thursday nights. Dinner, materials, and instructions will be provided. Additional tutors are needed to teach ESL-ELL classes during the next school year. Find out more by following the links on WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. Father's Day is almost here. Father's Day is coming up June 16th. Here at Bell Jewelers, we have a great selection of watches such as Longines, Seiko, and pre-owned Rolexes. Another great gift for the dads are William Henry knives, Waterford whiskey glasses, and gold chains. Father's Day is coming up June 16th. Come to Bell Jewelers and get that perfect Father's Day gift. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Del Wamsley and the Wealth Cycle.
This is the wealth cycle that I've taught for 30 years. Buy one house, 10 houses, an apartment, two apartments, 820, 500 units, 1,000 units, 2,000, 5,000 units. And as you keep putting the money and the profits back in, you become one of those rich people. And much quicker than you'd even believe.
Learn Del's Wealth Cycle at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2023. Save 60%. Code 2023. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Everybody loves my gut. Whole world loves my hairstyles. Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
The stars in movies always look young and good. And a hairstyle or cut from Charlie Pitts can do the same for you. Charlie Pitts is open Monday through Saturday at 2528 Las Casas Pike, about 100 feet from Desjardins Lane.
Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Bob Cornell, pastor of Covenant Church right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. The answer that you've been looking for is found in Jesus and what he accomplished at the cross. You see, Jesus changes lives from the inside out. We would love for you to join us at Covenant Church, located at 1124 Brinkley Ave, right here in Murfreesboro. We have services Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. You can learn more about us at our Cornell Ministries YouTube channel. We want you to grow in Christ at Covenant Church.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank.
You'll notice some changes as we complete the transition to Old National Bank. The Murphy Spread team that you know and trust at Capstar are always ready to serve you. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Information you need.
We don't have enough emergency shelter space, but the real issue is affordable housing.
That's Amber Hampton.
We have folks that come through the shelter, they get a check every single month, and they just can't find housing. The list is just insanely long. We live in a college town, so college kids are going to scoop up the cheaper housing faster. There's a lot of folks that if we could find them available places to rent for like $400 or $500 a month, we could put them in housing today, but it just doesn't exist right now.
Murfreesboro Rescue's Ed Grimes says people need to work together.
Today, there is a collaborative effort trying to bring organizations together so that we don't duplicate services. Right now, it's still an underserved population because we don't have that bed space that we need. The services that are being provided today are definitely services that are needed.
Hampton concluded.
We've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough. So, like, there's not enough outreach happening. There's not enough shelter happening. But we have the pieces. There's just not enough of it happening to where it's hitting what we need. We all work really well together. And we've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough.
And that's information you need. Brought to you by Capstar Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And it's 6:48. We've got a little bit of weather coming up and a little bit of news coming up as well. John, Brian, and Dalton with you on this Tuesday morning. And don't forget, next hour is Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
That's next hour. And I'm having trouble getting adjusted. My back is not wanting to cooperate.
I just finally decided to stand up.
That may be the best. That may be the best route to go. We've had a rough Monday and a rough Tuesday in terms of Dalton and I. But you've been doing pretty well. You haven't had any problems at all, have you?
He's always doing pretty well.
Well, I've always got problems.
Hmm. Well.
Maybe we should do something to cheer you up.
Really?
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
That's not doing it for us.
That's not doing it? No. What about?
That made me feel a little better.
Okay, good.
But not Dalton. No, not at all. We were talking about what's going on next hour. I want to, and I'm going to give my top team of researchers a little briefing on the, I forgot. Okay, yeah. I want this, because he'll go and research this for me.
Okay.
All right.
Will I?
The best worst movies you've ever seen.
Oh, I've even got some off the top of my head.
Yeah, and...
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that last week. I've got a note. It says, bad movies that created great movie stars.
True. Bad movies that made great movie stars.
The first one that comes to my head with that one is Twilight. Because I think Robert Pattinson is a fantastic actor.
Okay.
And Kristen Stewart is also a fantastic actress, and they were both in Twilight, which is not a very good movie.
Well, I'll give you one more as a tease. Grease 2, worst movie ever, but who know who came out of that movie? Unscathed, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm.
So it made her a star. But the rest of the movie, I've never heard of the other guys again. So it was kind of sad. I wasn't a big fan of Grease, the first one.
Mm.
I liked the music, but I thought John Travolta was terrible.
I don't like musicals, personally, so they're always...
Well,
just...
I liked it because it was kind of rock and rollish, but... Right. But I thought John Travolta was terrible.
His acting?
Oh, yeah. I just thought it was terrible. The best acting he's ever done in his life was Pulp Fiction and Face Off. Other than that,
Face Off, man, he's great in Face Off.
I mean, he did.
Have you seen Face Off?
I don't think so.
You need to watch Face Off.
Oh, you'd love that.
You would.
I can't believe you haven't watched it.
It's literally just John Travolta trying to act like Nicolas Cage and Nicolas Cage trying to act like John Travolta, and that's the movie. It's amazing.
And John Travolta nails it.
Yes. I mean, Nicolas Cage nails it, too. They're both great in that.
He makes it good. So that's
it's not black and white, is it?
No.
Okay, good. That's my criteria.
Have you ever seen Ed Wood?
Oh, you'd like Ed Wood. No, we did watch Ed Wood together.
I said black and white, though.
He actually went back and watched Plan 9 after we watched Ed Wood.
Okay, that's one of my topics on Best Worst Movie, you know. But those are ones where actors became popular, you know, out of it. So those are two topics we'll talk about tomorrow. And it'll be our researchers after they look through it. Yep, he's on it right now. Okay, it's time for celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, here we go. Richard Strauss, a German composer, born in Munich, Germany. 1910, Jacques Cousteau. You remember Jacques Cousteau? Was a little boy, Brian, watching it, maybe? No?
I don't think so.
Okay, he was a French oceanic explorer. He was on television for years and years with his show. 1913, Vince Lombardi was born, American Pro Football Hall of Fame coach. In 1933, Gene Wilder, American actor. He was in Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, Willy Wonka, and the Chocolate Factory.
There's no knowing where we're going.
Oh, this is shivers
and
my
they're
spine.
Certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing.
A lot of people think that Gene Wilder and Jeremy Allen White look alike.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. Side-by-side comparisons of famous actors. I saw that on Facebook or something.
Jeremy Allen White's the guy from The Bear.
Yeah, yeah.
I see it. I mean, I think they look similar.
He was a great actor, Gene Wilder. He really was. 1937, Chad Everett, American actor. He played in Medical Center. I never missed an episode of Medical Center.
Never?
No, mainly because of that theme song. I thought
you
it was good.
The theme song and then change the channel.
Yeah, it hasn't aged well. In 1959, Hugh Laurie, English actor, he played House in House. Well, Dr. Gregory House in House. Mm-hmm. And in 1969, Peter Dinklage, American actor. How about some local birthdays, Dalton?
Yes, celebrating today, Angela Barnes, Patrick Wright, Nancy Olson, Leigh Lessler, and Steve Dotson, all celebrating today.
So those are the birthdays that we had coming into the morning. If you would like to add to that list, call or text 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club open until about 7:35 this morning. At 8 o'clock, we announce everybody's name and give away banana pudding.
Dalton, how about...
Well, today's a bit of a sad one. A sad holiday. Today is World Pet Memorial Day.
Oh.
So remember your fallen friends.
Little Maggie.
Old Maggie.
Bless her.
May she rest in peace.
6:55 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 54. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the middle 80s. Winds north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday night, clear skies, light winds, and lows drop to 59. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, visit mte.com/prosolar.
Good morning. They're having a time removing a stalled vehicle a few minutes ago in a tricky spot. It's 24 westbound at Haywood Lane. Hopefully they'll have that over to the side as traffic picks up on I-40 coming in through the Mount Julian area, leaving Wilson County, headed towards Hermitage. Still positive right now, 65 up through Brentwood, Franklin, through Williamson County. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit Novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net.
Waves in your career? Well, then get ready for an incredible opportunity. On Friday, June 14th, the city of Murfreesboro is teaming up with the American Job Center to host a career fair like no other. Head to the Murfreesboro Civic Plaza near Vine and South Church Street, where employers will be ready to meet you and discuss exciting job opportunities. Don't let this chance float away. Take a plunge into a brighter future on June 14th between 9 and 1 on the Civic Plaza in front of the Murfreesboro City Hall.
Hey, Pandora lovers, come visit us at Bell Jewelers. We're having a huge Pandora sale June 17th through July 7th. Retired items are 50% off, and then current stock items are 30% off. Come visit us at Bell Jewelers. They have a brand new collection that just came out. We're having a huge Pandora sale June 17th through July 7th here at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed.
Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to learn more at MTE.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. We're going to have to leave you for a few minutes, but we'll be back in the next hour. And Melissa at Clark Iron and Metal is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for going out of her way to help look for something specific. Her customer service was excellent, and Melissa at Clark Iron and Metal will receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And if you know someone who's gone the extra mile, go ahead and text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate them as our Good Neighbor of the Day. You can also call or text that very same phone number to get your birthdays or anniversaries into us. Once again, that's 615-893-1450. But even easier than that, you can just head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get them in there so that we can give away some delicious banana pudding from our friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
The CBS World News Roundup is next here on WGNS, and it is always on each weekday morning brought to you by the Low T Center and French's.
Family owned and operated since 1903, French's is always stocked with top brands in work and western wear. We're your hometown store for boots, shoes, and more.
French's Shoes and
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
And stay tuned, Taco Tuesday coming up next in hour number two of the Wake Up Crew.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Selling a Gaza ceasefire plan.
The only open question is, will Hamas say yes?
Americans attacked.
Four U.S. academics stabbed in China.
AI in your pocket.
Siri is about to get very personal.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaffin. With the CBS World News Roundup, America's top diplomat is applying pressure in the Middle East to get a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release plan in place. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports a new UN vote has added to the push to get something done.
A Hamas statement has signaled support for a UN-backed truce deal. Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls that a hopeful sign, but says we haven't heard yet from the group's leadership in Gaza.
We're waiting to see. Everyone has said yes, except for Hamas. And if Hamas doesn't say yes, this is clearly on them.
Blinken is in Jordan meeting with Arab leaders and hoping to increase the pressure on Hamas.
The UN Human Rights Office is citing possible war crimes by Israeli forces and Palestinian armed groups in connection with that deadly raid by Israeli forces that freed four hostages over the weekend. U.S. lawmakers are working to bring four Americans home from China. CBS's Roxana Saberi reports they were wounded in a stabbing attack.
The president of Cornell College in Mount Vernon, Iowa, said all four victims were instructors in China as part of a partnership with the university there, and that no students were involved in the program. Cornell has not released the victims' names, but said they were injured during a daytime visit to a public park. Iowa State Representative Adam Zabner told CBS News one of the victims is his brother, David. He said the group was visiting a local temple when they were attacked by a man with a knife, adding that David is doing okay and recovering at the hospital. Three of the victims, including Zabner, have family in Iowa, Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meek's district.
This is a random attack. Most important is that they receive the proper amount of care and that we can get them back to the United States when they're medically able to travel.
Chinese authorities say a suspect is in custody. A federal jury goes back to work this morning in the criminal trial of President Biden's son, Hunter. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The jury deliberated here at the federal courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware, for about an hour before the judge sent them home. They listened to 6 days of often emotional testimony about Hunter Biden's descent into crack cocaine addiction and the broken relationships with family along the way. He's pleaded not guilty to a charge he unlawfully possessed a firearm while on drugs and made false statements on the background form to buy it.
The judge in Donald Trump's classified documents case in Florida has turned aside an effort to have the charges dismissed. But a paragraph was deleted from the indictment, which alleged he displayed a document at his New Jersey golf club. Also in Florida, millions are under flood advisories. Heavy rains expected to be an issue for much of the week in many parts of the state. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
This will be a multi-day event with heavy rainfall rates, slow-moving storms, and that will lead to flooding. So we're going to have waves of rain that will pour over central and south Florida. It'll blow from west to east over the state today, tomorrow, and through the end of the week. Now, we actually need this rain. The drought has gotten worse, and it looks like the showers will be perfectly placed, but these double-digit totals are well over a month's worth of rain, of course, giving us that flood threat. Heat is going to be the story for the country for the week here. The jet stream pushing north, allowing for the warmth and humidity to spread far and wide. The only spot that is cool is the northeast, but that will change as the 80s will be making a comeback as we head into our Wednesday.
Manufacturing and chemical groups are suing the government over an EPA standard that requires the cleanup of what are known as forever chemicals, PFAS. They've been linked to cancer and other health issues. The suit claims the government exceeded its authority. And the FDA says people should avoid eating shellfish from Oregon and Washington State because of tests showing elevated levels of toxins. More than 30 illnesses have been reported. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. Waking up every day, lifting him from the bed to the wheelchair to the car to get him to therapy on time, it's no small task between the doctors and the diagnosis, but nothing can disable this love. This is my big brother, my hero. He's part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. See, there's no time for tired. This starts again tomorrow. He'll be waiting for me. I wake up for him. I know he needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community, or call 877-333-5885. Caregiving Resource Center, support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
At least 40 people need somewhere else to stay after a massive fire tore through a four-story apartment complex in Miami yesterday. One person found there with a gunshot wound is in critical condition. Mayor Francis Suarez.
We have the suspect who fired the gun in custody and who we suspect intentionally started the fire.
Apple is now in the race to bring generative artificial intelligence to its products, including the iPhone, leaning on ChatGPT to do it. CBS's Carter Evans.
Apple Intelligence is going to be gathering data from all sorts of sources on your devices, your email, your messages, your calendars, to automatically perform tasks like determining whether you can make it to your kid's recital when a work meeting's been rescheduled. The company claims it's completely secure because much of the processing will be done on the device. However, complex AI computing will go to secure servers.
2.5 months after the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Colonel Este Pinchas of the Army Corps of Engineers says all the debris has now been cleared from the main shipping channel.
The last three portions of that span that was sitting on the bottom, there was one that was about 140 tons, and then you had the 400 plus, about 500 tons of those larger pieces.
North Dakota voters today will decide a ballot initiative that looks to impose an age limit on the state's congressional delegation. A person would be barred from running for Congress in the state if they are 80 or older when a new Congress is sworn in. Jared Hendricks is with a group that's behind the measure.
The median age in the United States is about 39, and the median age across both chambers of the House and Senate is 61. So there's just a little bit of a disconnect.
Edmonton scored first in last night's Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final, but Florida roared back on ABC.
They score! Evan Rodriguez again!
The Panthers winning 4-1 over the Oilers to go up 2-0. An evening of music on the south lawn of the White House. It was a celebration of the Juneteenth holiday a bit early, hosted by President Biden.
Thanks to all the performers here tonight to help us feel the power of black culture that is American culture. With a fitting tribute to Juneteenth.
But he also warned those aim to take away their freedoms by making it harder for black Americans to vote. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Back at it here for another hour of the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just seconds. But right now we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots, good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. My personal favorite menu item is our Danish baby back ribs. They're fall off the bone tender, very lean, got a delicious homemade sauce we put on it, and there's nobody serving ribs like these anywhere in Middle Tennessee.
Good food and fun.
Toots, good food and fun since 1985.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, highs top out near 80 degrees, winds north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 54. Wednesday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the middle 80s, winds north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday night, clear skies, light winds, and lows drop to 59. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 59.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank.
The Murphy Spread team that you know and trust are always ready to serve you. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. Number
up. Couple of accidents in the clearing stages. It's heavy now as it loads up pretty good with volume on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area. Coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, we already see some heavy traffic volume developing. 65 south down through Millersville. A little bit of radar north of Nashville earlier through parts of Robertson and Sumner County. Hey, Nash Painting is a non-franchise painting company here in Middle Tennessee. Mention this ad, get a 10% discount. Call Nash Painting today at 615-912-2288. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Get it later from the paper or get it now from the radio. WGNSradio.com. We're News Radio WGNS 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Working 9 to 5.
Sing it, Dolly. It's Tuesday morning. It is episode 1426 of the Wake Up Crew, June 11th. Welcome into the second hour here of this experiment we call the Wake Up Crew. Brian, John, Dalton here. You know, Dolly's going to have a Broadway play about her life in like 2 years.
Good for her.
Yeah. She's kind of spearheading that. But anyway.
I'm surprised it's not a live show at Dollywood.
Maybe.
It might turn into that after Broadway.
Yeah.
So don't forget, this Friday, it's Flag Day. Father's Day is this Sunday, 5 days away. Juneteenth is next week, 8 days away. Summer begins the very next day, just 9 days away. And the 4th of July is in 22 days. Here on the Wake Up Crew, we have a song of the day each day. And this week, we're counting down the Billboard Top Hits of 1988 for...
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
Astley with Never Gonna Give You Up.
Get out of my car.
And we just Rickrolled all of Rutherford County. We gotcha.
Get out of my car.
Same thing. He was a one-hit wonder.
Rick Astley?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One-hit wonder.
It was a big one.
We got a great show today.
His former manager lives in Rutherford County, Rick Astley.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yep. I met a contemporary gospel singer at Nukes the other night.
Ah.
That was pretty impressive.
Who was it?
I can't remember his name. Now, my grandkids would know him, you know.
Chris Tomlin.
No. Mm-hmm. But he's from Murfreesboro.
Nice. So, Chris Tomlin lives in Franklin, right?
He's had a couple of hit records. I'll try to get his name. I took a picture of him with my grandkids.
Well, I know we're all looking to save some money.
No.
So as part of Taco Tuesday, one of the stores that is slashing prices this summer is Aldi.
How could they get any lower?
Oh man!
This week, Walgreens, Target, Aldi, even McDonald's coming out with their summer promotion. So we'll take a look at that. Many of the Aldi stores plan to reduce prices on seasonal must-haves like picnic and barbecue items and travel-ready snacks and some healthy options. They've got a list of about 250 items that they're cutting the prices on in Aldi.
Speaking of saving money, too, I'll let him continue in just a moment. Do you get depressed when you go get your gas and it's $3.20 and then the next day it's $2.86 or $2.90,
yes,
$2.92?
It's the worst.
I wish they'd just keep it, you know, like at $3. It's the $3, and if it varies or goes down, never varies, just stay at $3.
Gas is the weirdest. Because I understand the price of stuff has to go up and whatever, but gas just, it fluctuates so much.
Yeah.
I don't really get it.
And it always comes like, I'll go buy it and I go, I probably just need to get some gas right now. Then I won't. Then I'll come back the next day and it's like 3:30, you know.
And I quit trying to do all of that. I just, when I'm empty, I fill it up and I hope that the luck's on my side that day.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. I'm just listening in.
We're just talking. We're just waffling.
We were getting off task.
Yeah.
Target's got about 5,000 items, apparently, that they are cutting prices on. Walgreens about 1,300. Fast food. Wendy's is offering a $3 breakfast combo meal. It's got a breakfast sandwich and their potatoes.
Now, that's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Honey butter biscuit.
Mm.
So I think it's like their English muffin, sausage or bacon, egg and cheese. It's regular $3.79 if you buy just the sandwich, but if you buy it combined with the potato, it's $3. So
does that call include a drink or just the?
It does not include a drink. Yeah, it's just the two.
I'll tell you, that's high. Drinks are the killer.
Yes, food's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And both Burger King and McDonald's are launching $5 meals. We've talked about that. The Your Way meal gets a choice of one of three sandwiches at Burger King, chicken nuggets, fries, and a drink.
Mm.
And the McDonald's $5 meal, a McChicken or a McDouble, a four-piece nuggets, fries, and a drink.
Mm.
So, there you go. We also have some new stores coming in May, and thanks to New Stores Murfreesboro Facebook, they have the building permits from May. And Drake's is a new construction that's in the Clary Park area. I'm not exactly sure what that is, whether it's a restaurant or retail.
Drake's sounds like a store. That sounds more like a store than a restaurant to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. What is Drake's? Let's just look on the interwebs.
Is it a barbershop? Just kidding.
Drake's is a Kentucky-based chain restaurant.
Ah.
So it is a restaurant.
There's also Drake's US, which
they
is men's clothing.
A variety
and
of sandwiches, salads, and burgers, as well as a full sushi menu.
Wow, that's an interesting and combination.
Craft
that
beers.
That is a weird combination.
Yep. I thought it was a restaurant, but I didn't know for sure.
Mm.
Raising Cane's, their construction permit.
I'm excited
permit.
For Raising Cane's.
Where's it going? Wait, Memorial Boulevard.
Medical Center Parkway.
No. Oh. Yeah, Medical Center. Right there.
That's where everything's going right now. That's the hot spot.
Next to Redstone, which is kind of across Medical Center from McAllister's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What I'm hoping is with the new downtown project, this will be the booming area. We might get some stuff. That'd be near me.
Mm.
Some stuff on Broad
Street. Possible.
That kind of thing. Some nicer restaurants, places like that.
Veterans Parkway, John, right there in front of Publix, is getting a Taco Bell.
Where?
In front of Publix on Veterans.
Mm. We have a Taco Bell.
There's one like right there. So I guess they're getting another one. There's one.
This is new construction, 5257 Veterans Parkway in front of Publix on Veterans.
Oh, the Publix down by the interstate.
Yes.
Okay. On down. Yeah,
not
yeah,
the
yeah,
other
yeah.
Publix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there is a Publix on Veterans that has a Taco Bell right next to it.
That place is going to be loaded with those hospitals and mm-hmm. things over there. Mm. DOA. They're going
to
be loaded.
Dolly Food on Medical Center next to Blaze Pizza. Heroes Den on Northwest Broad across from Champy's. Kids Land next to Burger King on Old Fort Parkway. Some of the new things coming up. More Taco Tuesday after sports.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Eddie Garcia.
In Game 2 of the NHL Stanley Cup Final, the Panthers beat the Oilers 4-1. Florida's Evan Rodriguez had a pair of goals, while goalie Sergei Bobrovsky had 18 saves in net in the win. Edmonton was 0-4 on the power play in Game 2, 0-7 in the series, and they still have not gotten a goal from their two big stars, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. Florida has a 2-0 series advantage. Game 3 will be Thursday as the series shifts to Edmonton. In NBA news, UConn head coach Dan Hurley announced he's turned down a reported 6 years and $70 million to be the next head coach of the LA Lakers. He's going to return to the Huskies and attempt to win a third straight NCAA title. NFL news, Pittsburgh Steelers and head coach Mike Tomlin agree on a 3-year extension. His contract now runs through 2027. In baseball, the Yankees down the Royals 4-2. New York now has the best record in baseball at 47-21. Orioles wrap up a 4-game series sweep of the Rays with a 5-2 win. Mariners get a Cal Raleigh grand slam to walk off with an 8-4 win over the White Sox.
Don't miss out. The city of Murfreesboro is partnering with American Job Center to bring you an incredible career fair with lots of opportunities. Don't miss out. Something new and exciting for your future. Join us 9 to 1 June 14th and take the plunge into something different. The June 14th Career Fair on the Civic Plaza in front of Murfreesboro City Hall near the intersection of Vine and South Church Street.
Don't let this chance float away. June 14th Career Fair on the Civic Plaza in front of Murfreesboro City Hall.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
French's Shoes and Boots is your hometown store for the latest in Southern style at unbeatable prices. Boots, boots, boots. Find the biggest selection of Southern styles from brands like Ariat, Thorogood, Twisted X, Durango, Wrangler, and more. We've got tons of choices in the latest Western wear, shoes, and accessories. Boots, boots, boots. Shoes and more. Of course, French's Shoes and Boots has you covered.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
722 is the time. The show, The Wake Up Crew, on News Radio, WGNS, AMFM, WGNSradio.com. Dozens of ways to listen or even watch your favorite WGNS shows. And being a Tuesday... So on this Taco Tuesday, we're going to talk about some of our go-to foods.
Just favorites, you know? I was thinking, when I'm sad, I like Mexican food. So I went to get some Mexican food recently. Not that I was sad, but it was just reminding me. That's one of my comfort foods. Chips and queso, really. I never crave Mexican food other than the fact that I crave chips and queso. So that just got me thinking, like, what are go-to foods for you? Like, what's a go-to meal?
A meal or just a...
A food, meal, okay. Anything, yeah.
Well, my comfort food is Blue Bell vanilla ice cream.
Mm.
I could eat that till I die.
Till the cows come home.
And the point I'm eating it, I probably will die. But it's really... I'm going to have to get it out of the fridge. I've got to get it out.
You're an ice creamaholic.
I am. And I used to not be. I used to not be much on ice cream. I'm going to the doctor, actually, and get some blood drawn and, you know, how they check all your cholesterol and all that.
And when he draws the blood, it's just going to be straight heavy whipping
and
cream.
And when they tell me, you need to go on Ozempic, like, now. I mean, that's probably what they're going to tell me. So I haven't had that done in a while. So I go to the heart doctor, so that kind of helps,
right.
You know, alleviate some of that. But I'm a pizza comfort food guy.
Okay.
But I don't really have, like, one... thing. I guess probably Blue Bell would be it, the vanilla.
Like, that's the thing that just makes you feel at home.
It's like eating
when you
a milkshake. It's like eating a milkshake every time you pop up the little top. I buy the little ones because I know I can't.
But you buy six of them.
Yeah,
so.
I eat them at six at one time, so I might as well get a bowl. You know,
I do love ice cream. I don't eat it as much. I don't have as much of a sweet tooth anymore as I used to.
Well, see, I'm not a candy guy. I don't like candy much. Mm. You know, when... last year, Brian got on this little binge of eating peanut M&Ms at the ball game, and I never did quite. That doesn't bother me at all, but if somebody would put a sub sandwich there in front of me, I'd have swallowed it whole.
Yeah,
you know. So, I'm a bread guy.
I like bread. I think I've been reading about some stuff where they say you can't like spicy food and have a sweet tooth, like the way your tongue works is. You really like either sweets or you like spicy.
I know one thing. Melissa making bread.
Oh, man.
That's something else.
That homemade sourdough bread is something else.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. She does it about as well as anybody.
Get some good old real butter and put on top of it.
Mm. Real butter.
Real butter. I haven't made bread in a long time. I want to get a bread maker.
Yeah, that'd be
to
cool.
To simplify the process, but...
What's your comfort food, Brian?
I would say anything breakfast-wise.
Really? You like breakfast food?
I like breakfast food any time of the day.
I also like breakfast food.
Really?
Yeah. Breakfast for supper, breakfast for lunch, it doesn't matter. You know, good crispy bacon. eggs
I
with
do
cheese.
Like breakfast food. I like gravy.
You like biscuits?
I like biscuits okay. Biscuits and gravy, if it's good gravy, is good. I could do with any other, you know, an English muffin or toast or anything like that is okay with me. Mm. Breakfast sandwiches are good, I think.
Breakfast burritos.
Yeah, burritos.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
But what, okay, so that's like when, to feel at home, comfort food. What about when you're not, when you're under the weather, like when you're sick? What do you like to eat when you're sick?
Gatorade.
That's a drink?
Well, but that's usually my go-to.
It depends on what, you're talking about like a cold or?
Yeah, just like a cold. Like I'm
a chicken noodle soup guy. Campbell's chicken noodle soup. I just love that when you're, kind of breaks you up your sinuses a little bit. So I kind of like that.
Put some red pepper flakes in it. Then it'll really break up your sinuses.
Yeah.
I've never been a soup guy for some reason. I don't know.
I don't like soup as a meal. Soup is a side.
I don't care for soup like that. I don't like it for a meal or.
Now, tomato soup. Tomato soup is what I go to when I'm not, like if my throat hurts or something, I love tomato soup, even though I think it's probably worse.
With a good grilled cheese sandwich, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Rolled grilled cheeses. Those are good.
Ooh. You ever dip your bread into the tomato soup?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can do that with those little rolls, too.
What little rolls?
You just take a piece of bread and kind of cut the corners off of it, and then put your cheese in it and roll it.
Hmm.
And then you put it in a skillet and some butter.
Wow.
Like little... They're delicious.
Oh, yeah. I must add, I tried the grilled chicken in the air fryer. Absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
I went and got Lowry's. I did everything. I followed your recipe. Delicious.
And super easy.
Oh, yeah.
For those listening
chicken
at home.
Chicken tastes better that way than any other way I've had it. Yeah. Grilled.
If you're listening at home, you get some chicken thighs. I was telling John about this. Some chicken thighs. You season them however you want. You put them in the air fryer for about 15 minutes. Or 30 minutes, 400 degrees, and they'll come out wonderfully.
Of course, Brian doesn't like dark meat.
I think he would like these, even though, because thighs don't taste super gamey to me.
Yeah.
But.
It's got a little white meat with it, doesn't it? Just a little bit? A thigh? Mm-mm. No? Mm-mm. None? Mm. Well, maybe I'll try it with a chicken breast or something like that.
I don't think it'd be as good.
Probably not.
It'd get dry.
Yeah. Most
maybe,
of the time it does.
Put a little water on it or something. I don't know.
More Taco Tuesday straight ahead.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Are you ready to dive into a new career? Then mark your calendars for June 14th, because the City of Murfreesboro is partnering with the American Job Center to bring you an incredible career fair with lots of opportunities. Now, I love opportunity. We'll have a ton of employers on site at the Murfreesboro Civic Plaza near the intersection of Vine and South Church Street. 9 to 1, June 14th, take the plunge into something different, something better, and something new and exciting for your future. The June 14th Career Fair in front of the Murfreesboro City Hall.
If you need anything, they are right there to help you.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
They have classes here, and in the morning I go to exercise. They have bingo. The food and the service, they're just great here. And it really is a comfortable place to live.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
I'm sure glad that my son brought me down here, believe me.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:30 for this Tuesday morning. This is the 11th day of June, episode 1426 of The Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday today to Angela Barnes, Patricia Wright, Nancy Olson, Lane Lassiter, and Stephen Dotson.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, go ahead and call or text those in to us, 615-893-1450, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays so we can give away some delicious banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
So we've got a check of local news, traffic, and weather coming up, and Taco Tuesday continues, so hang in for that. This news update brought to you by French's.
Boots, boots, boots. At French's Shoes and Boots, find the biggest selection of Southern styles from brands like Ariat, Thorogood, Twisted X, Durango, Wrangler, and more.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 80 degrees. Winds north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 54. Wednesday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the middle 80s, winds north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday night, clear skies, light winds, and lows drop to 59. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Good morning. Out here in Rutherford County, they're trying to clean up this accident. People are still staring at it as they drive by on 24 westbound at Highway 96. That's really interrupting all that traffic flow here leaving Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville on 24 westbound. Again, at Highway 96, pretty crowded now on Vietnam Vets. As you go westbound, trying to get on that ramp there to 65 southbound. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee, Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The Borough Pride Planning Committee has announced the return of Borough Pride Saturday, October 12th to MTSU's Tennessee Miller Coliseum. The 9th annual event will feature a kid zone, community information tables, vendors, your favorite food trucks, and more at Miller Coliseum. The Borough Pride Concert and an 18 and over drag show will be held at a separate location that evening. More details about the day's events will be released as they become available. Visit the Borough Pride Facebook page to keep up with the latest details. State Representative Robert Stevens of Smyrna announced $5.8 million in grant funding has been awarded to expand broadband access and digital program opportunities in Rutherford County. The county will receive five separate grants as part of $162.7 million in overall funding administered by the Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development. The investments will provide broadband access and digital opportunity programs to more than 236,000 Tennesseans across 92 counties. Gas prices across the state have continued to decline over the past week, with the state average dropping by 6 cents. The average price for a gallon of gas in Tennessee is now $3.02, 24 cents cheaper than a month ago, 13 cents cheaper than the same time last year. Drivers in Rutherford County started the week with an average price of $2.92 a gallon. According to AAA Auto Club Research, current prices in Murfreesboro and Smyrna are among the lowest in Middle Tennessee. Meanwhile, diesel prices in Tennessee are averaging $3.51 a gallon, slight decrease from last week's average of $3.58 a gallon. Find news on demand at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. The older model car you need to get to work? Yeah, we've helped with that. When you have a financial emergency and don't know where to turn? We've helped with that. Repairing your credit? Yes, we've helped with that. How about a second chance at a checking account? We've even helped with that. Experience the Heritage South difference. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot, people who have been working with printers on the internet had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35, Wake Up Crew for this Taco Tuesday. A lot to get to, including the all-new Snack Food Report.
The all-new?
Yeah, you'll hear in just a second. The all-new Snack Food Report.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he changed my music.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Pepper is now officially the second favorite soda in the country.
Oh, second favorite.
Well, it'll never be number one. Nobody's toppling Coca-Cola.
Mm-mm.
You know what should be number two? Shasta.
Well, Pepsi's third now, isn't it?
Yes.
They've dropped.
So Dr. Pepper secured the second most favored slot by a slight margin over Pepsi, and Pepsi's held number two since 1985. Both drinks, however, tied with about 8.3% of the total soda market. Dr. Pepper was just a little higher than Pepsi and not even close to Coke. Any idea on Coca-Cola what it would be if Pepsi and Dr. Pepper are around 8.3, 8.5, what would Coca-Cola be?
Any the rest ideas? Of that, so that's 16, 9, or well, 17. I mean,
you've got Sprite and others and Diet Coke and things. I'm talking about just regular
I'm
Coca-Cola.
I'm
going
to say Coke's probably close to the most. 68%.
Mm-mm. No, no. There are many others. I mean, we're talking about all of them. It's not that high, but it is the biggest at 19%.
Mm.
For actual
I really thought
Coca-Cola.
It'd be bigger than that. Because Coca-Cola owns a lot of these other sodas, too.
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about just Coca-Cola.
The company Coca-Cola.
No. Yeah, it has much more than that.
Because Dr. Pepper, the thing that's interesting about Dr. Pepper is they're their own market.
Well, sure.
Like, they don't have Sprite and whatever. Nobody owns Dr. Pepper.
So you've got Coke, you have Dr. Pepper, then you have Pepsi, and other brands owned by Coca-Cola round out the rest of the top five. Sprite at 8.1, mm-hmm. So just below Pepsi and just below Dr. Pepper. And Diet Coke is fifth with 7.8.
Interesting. I'd put Diet Pepsi over Diet Coke.
Yep. So
interesting.
There you go. Dr. Pepper's new entry with favorite sodas came in after the release of their 24th flavor, Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut, in May.
And I liked it. Yeah. I don't like the Dr. Pepper flavors much. That one was, it tasted creamy, okay. Which was interesting, and the coconut was good.
A few other little quickies here. Little Debbie has new things coming out for the summer, red, white, and blue vanilla cakes or chocolate cakes. Their mini muffin lemon for the summer, red, white, and blue. Red, white, and blue Nutty Buddy. Yeah, it's got to have white icing with red stripes and blue sprinkles. Mm. So, just in time for the 4th of July. All righty. That's just part of what we have to share with you today.
Now, it's the Snack Food Report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent, Dalton Barrett.
National correspondent!
Finally, you got the respect you deserve.
Wendy's has a new triple berry frosty available nationwide, so you can go to Wendy's and try that. I don't know what the berries are, but there's three of them. There's triple berries inside the frosty.
They're a big hit.
Ah, yes. Blackberry, raspberry, and strawberry all combined into one little frosty. Trix Cinnamon Toast Crunch, both have new muffins and mini French toast, they call them. So they're little like squares of French toast. You can pick those up. Those
Tricks are
free
for
packets.
Kids.
Fruit roll-ups. You remember the trend about a year ago of people freezing fruit roll-ups so they were crunchy when you ate them?
Mm-hmm.
They now have fruit roll-ups frozen chips. You can buy them in the freezer section, put them in your freezer, and then they're little chips that you eat. Fruit roll-up chips. Let's see here. We've got on our list, Mike and Ike has new mini taffy bars. You can pick those up. Kit Kat has pink lemonade. I think we've talked about that. Snickers pecan is coming soon. Sour Patch Kids Snapple flavor also coming soon. And Swedish Fish Snapple flavored coming soon. Sour Patch Kids also has a new cola flavor that you can pick up here pretty soon. As well as Hellman's, you know, the mayonnaise. They have new flavored mayonnaise dressings. So they have tajin, which is a chili lime flavored. And they have chipotle, which is, of course, chipotle-flavored mayonnaise. They also have garlic aioli, Italian urban garlic, and spicy mayonnaise. All of those flavors coming soon.
Mmm!
Did you ever find those chocolate almonds, M&M's?
No, I haven't. I haven't been to a place to get them.
I have a confession to make.
You have some.
I was going to bring them, but I ate them all.
Oh, ate them all. I can understand that. That's your snack food report, 640 now.
Habitat for Humanity's Legacy Point subdivision is making dreams come true.
It just does so much for the community when everyone can participate in home ownership. It builds stronger communities.
And you help build Habitat homes whenever you save at the Habitat Restore.
You know, that's a great investment for them, and it changes their life.
The Habitat Restore is at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
French's, the name to trust. French's, depend on us. French's, a great selection too. We take pride in pleasing you. Shoes and boots.
That's French's Shoes and Boots, 1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Putting a wrap on the show today on this Tuesday, June the 11th, and we want to say good morning to today's good neighbor of the day. It's Melissa over at Clark Iron and Metal. She apparently went out of her way to help someone looking for something very specific, and they say her customer service was excellent. So congratulations, Melissa, over at Clark Iron and Metal, today's good neighbor of the day from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. So congrats to you, Melissa. And if you want to text in a good neighbor, know someone like Melissa, you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate your good neighbor of the day. You can also go to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. And get it in that way as well. The Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their charitable foundation is called Sharing Change, and it's funded by members who round up their electric bill to the nearest dollar each month as a donation, and they support hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more about that if you want to participate as well. SharingChange.org.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Today's dad joke du jour.
More like Dijon, because it's mustard.
Well, guess what?
Dijon, right here. I'm Dijon.
And I'm mustard.
Yeah, that last part. Guess what?
What?
I've created my own fragrance.
Really?
Yeah, the people sitting next to me at church didn't appreciate it, though.
Replay.
Da, 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 da.
Ho, 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 ho.
What have we learned here? What have we espoused to our listening audience?
Well, you talked about some food, but you talked about some new restaurants opening.
Yep, over in
Middle Tennessee and Medical Center. And Dalton had the snack food report, and I found out that the roll-ups, the fruit roll-ups that people have been freezing and then eating them is crunchy. They took that, which you don't see that often. The company took it and goes, hey, we can make money off of this, so let's just make a bag of little fruit roll-up chips.
Yep, they're little like triangle chips, like tortillas. You put them in the freezer. It's probably what it sounds like when you eat it.
That's,
I don't know,
that was the most fascinating thing to me. You just don't see that often where a homemade thing becomes a trademark.
Can't forget the
It's kind of like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that you like so much. Crustables.
Yeah.
You know, they took that concept and go, hey, we can make money off it if we make cut it and make little indentures in the around the side.
If
to make
we
it
make
look
it
cute.
Look different so that kids think it's something else.
But I'll say the bread on that is...
Well, they do take the crust off, and that's what kids like most of the time.
And the bread is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but they're uncrustable. You can't crust them.
Yeah, and the generic are square, by the way. If you buy generic crustable uncrustables, like store brand,
I wonder what difference does that make.
I don't know.
You get more.
Well, they got the little indentures in the...
They do
well,
in the square ones, too.
Square ones, yeah.
So the press, I watched a How It's Made video on Uncrustables once. But the press that they use to cut the crust off, because it's just two pieces of bread, it pushes down, cuts the crust, and presses it all in one motion. But you have to have it like that when you package it, because if not, the jelly and the peanut butter is going to slide out.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't have that.
No.
Well, those are a few things that we learned on the Wake Up Crew today.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, the stupid, silly stat of the day.
Well, this will blow your mind.
Maybe.
Outer space is only an hour away if you could drive your car straight into the sky at 60 miles an hour.
That blew my mind.
My mind is blown.
Yeah, blown.
But you can't get through Murfreesboro in an hour anymore.
No.
All right. Well, that's it for the Wake Up Crew Tuesday edition, going out with the number 4 song of 1988. Our song of the day from Rick Astley, a number one, his own.